You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Jake Carlisle-Larson. Coming up, scientists have announced the detection of gravitational waves coming from the collision of two neutron stars, and a team of UW-Milwaukee researchers played a big role in the project. We'll hear about their work and how the discovery could change the way we look at space.
Right now, the Red Cliff Band of Lake Superior Chippewa will collar gray wolves in an effort to learn more about pack movements in northern Wisconsin.
The move comes amid growing tensions around the gray wolf and whether they should be delisted as an endangered species. Danielle Kading is a reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News based in Superior. Danny, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks so much, JC.
So what led to the Red Cliff Band of Lake Superior Chippewa wanting to take on the project of collaring these wolves?
Well, they want to understand a little bit more about the behavior and prey of the gray wolf. There are about six packs that move through the reservation and the Bayfield Peninsula, and so that they want to just be able to better understand how they're using the reservation, how they're also using timber harvests, how they're using the Apostle Islands National Lakeshore, because they have had some wolf sightings out on the islands. So it's just an effort for them to gain more understanding of the wolves that are moving around the reservation and what they're doing there.
And so these wolves in, you know, this part of the state, they at one point had a much smaller population. It seems as though the wolf population is growing a little bit more. So why look at this data now?
And they're looking at it because there was a grant opportunity available to them through the Bureau of Indian Affairs. There's an endangered species program that allows money for them to explore issues like this. And I think right now with the current conversation about delisting versus relisting the wolf as an endangered species in the Western Great Lakes, they wanted to take advantage of this time to better understand the gray wolf and how it uses the area. They want to know whether these wolves are harassing bear dogs, whether they're harassing cattle or livestock on nearby farms, to just kind of get a better idea of whether or not they are problem wolves or what their actual behaviors are, what's the frequency of the interaction, and just be able to pinpoint where they are at any given time.
Yeah, and I want to get back to sort of the controversy surrounding the gray wolf in just a second. But, you know, the data that they are looking for right now with the movements and stuff, this seems like a really specific project that the Red Cliff Band of Lake Superior Chippewa is pursuing. How is it different than what, you know, the State Department of Natural Resources already does?
Sure. Yeah. Right now, there is or has been collaring of wolves ever since, I believe, the 70s in the state of Wisconsin. And usually the DNR does weekly flyovers to obtain information on all of these collared wolves. But right now they're using VHF collars. And according to the tribe, they only are able to obtain data from the DNR once a week through these flyovers to pinpoint where the location of these wolves are that have been collared. So they have been able to obtain, through this funding from the Bureau of Indian Affairs, satellite collars, and that will allow them to track the location of the wolves every 25 minutes versus just once a week. So for Red Cliff, it's going to give them much finer scale data on the movements of these wolves. And they can also, from this data, be able to get clusters from these points and investigate, you know, if these locations are a kill site, if it's a den site where wolves are reproducing, or if it's a rendezvous site for the packs. And that'll just help them to better understand behaviors and where they're moving, and maybe even potentially avoid some sort of conflict with livestock or bear dogs.
Yeah, it seems as though the State Department of Natural Resources has been, you know, working on sites that alert hunters or people who might be walking that there have been sort of dog and, you know, wolf interactions. So I guess what have the tribes said about that?
I think everyone is keeping track of these sites where there is the potential for conflicts, where they have wolves that have been known to be in this area, and there have been problems, whether it be with farms or with hunters. So the DNR provides that information So it gives hunters a better idea in the fall, you know, if they're out hunting for bears, you know, maybe you don't want to go into this area in Bayfield County or Douglas County because nearby there have been conflicts with wolves in the area. So I think the DNR has been providing that information to help reduce the number of conflicts, and that in turn reduces also the amount the state would potentially have to pay out in depredation payments, which kind of reached, I want to say it reached a record level last year at around $200,000, and this year, by mid-year, it had already reached almost that point. So they're trying to obtain and present whatever information possible at the state level to prevent these types of conflicts from happening.
Danielle Kading is a reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News. She is based in Superior, and she's with us to talk about a new project that the Red Cliff Band of Lake Superior Chippewa are doing, where they are attaching satellite collars to gray wolves in that area. So, Danny, we touched on this just a few minutes ago. There has been a lot of debate about whether or not wolves should be protected at the federal level or if the states should have jurisdiction. Many lawmakers have said that it should be up to the state in particular to manage gray wolf populations. What is the current legal status of wolves in the state?
Well, in the western Great Lakes states, or Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan, the gray wolf has been placed back on the endangered species list. So congressional lawmakers have been advocating to delist the gray wolf ever since it was placed back on the list in December of 2014 after a federal judge ruled it needed to be protected. There's a provision right now, if the legislation passed, that it could no longer withstand a court challenge, you know, whether it was delisted. Because over the last couple decades or so, we've seen the gray wolf listed and delisted. And that kind of back and forth creates a lot of uncertainty for not only state natural resources managers and how they should manage the wolf, but they just want to be able to give everyone involved an idea of the certainty, I think, is what the lawmakers are trying to do. Farmers and hunters are pushing for delisting because obviously wolf attacks on livestock and hunting dogs aren't good for them, and it costs the state money. However, tribal and wolf advocates say the animal hasn't recovered to its historic range. I mean, right now we're nearing around 1,000 wolves in Wisconsin, but they say that that's just a fraction of the population before.
With these conversations, which again are fraught, is there any middle ground? You've been covering this for a while. Have you seen any middle ground between the two?
Well, it kind of depends, right, on who's looking at the issue. I think for tribes, there is no middle ground. They want to see the wolf protected because that animal is like their brother. Mm-hmm. They consider the wolf a brother, and it's their responsibility to protect that animal. If you look at it from the point of view of farmers and hunters versus, you know, folks with the Humane Society who want to protect animals, I think there's a little bit more give and take there. I think that the Humane Society of the United States, the state director here, Melissa Tedrow, would be willing to see the wolf listed as threatened and therefore allow lethal control, or basically kill problem wolves when they occur, which can't happen right now when it's on the endangered species list. You can't kill the gray wolf. They think that that would provide the kind of flexibility that farmers and hunters have desired, you know, to address issues where their livestock or their animals have been attacked on a regular basis, and other types of methods like using lights.
So looking at this project in particular, the one that the Lake Superior Chippewa, the Red Cliff Band is undertaking, logistically, what are they hoping to do?
So what they're hoping to do is put a collar, ideally they would put a satellite collar on a wolf in each of the 6 wolf packs. But for this fall, they are starting to trap and collar wolves in the Little Sioux River and Echo Valley packs on the Bayfield Peninsula. As of this past May, there were about 13 wolves in that Echo Valley pack. So they're hoping to trap and collar these wolves this fall and to do more as funding becomes available. And those collars will last about 2 to 3 years. So they'll have about 2 to 3 years worth of information about the location of these wolves moving on the peninsula.
Danny, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much, JC.
Danielle Kading is a WPR reporter based in Superior. She joined us to talk about efforts by the Red Cliff Band of Lake Superior Chippewa to collect more data on the gray wolf population in northern Wisconsin.